not everybody at once.
When you consider, Mike, when you consider what Jacksonville's done, maybe even long past the opener with their offense and how they're handling their play calling and things they're doing, what do you see from them now as opposed to at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think that it's a lot of similar stuff. I mean, they have a way that they want to play the game. They want to play it physical. They want to play it, you know, with Fournette, you know, with Ivory, with Yeldon, with their backs. You know, and they're mixing in play action pass. They're mixing in the boots, keeping it to third and manageable. And they've done a good job with that. They've taken care of the ball. You know, they've only had, you know, 14 turnovers, and so, and they've gotten 30. So that's going to be huge for us.
Mike, can you talk about what you saw in the Cushing, the way he did his first game back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brian ran around. He was active, you know, admittedly rusty, but, I mean, why wouldn't he be? So we're just working him back in there and it's getting him some reps. And, you know, he played hard and he came out with some plays.
How challenging is it for you trying to do what you want to do considering all the guys that are not there from last year, whether it's different reasons?
You know, I think it's part of the job. I think that's what's the responsibility is to try to get guys ready to play, try to figure out who's going to play, what they know, what they can do, and ultimately, you know, giving them enough information that they can play fast and go make some plays. I think that's what we do every week. And, you know, really regardless of who's in there, we got to put the guys that can make some plays in the positions to make plays, and everybody else got to do their job and play fast and aggressive. I'm sorry?
How's Kevin Johnson playing now?
Playing? I mean, nobody's playing. No, we're not coaching very well. When we lose, we're not playing very well, and we're not coaching very well. I mean, that's, you know, that's the easy answer. But, you know, I think that as far as Kevin goes, I mean, you see, the thing that I don't mind is I don't mind aggressive penalties. I think that, you know, we're challenging and trying to play the ball. You know, clearly we'd like to not have penalties. But, you know, it's not like he's not competing on the ball and not trying to make a play. I mean, the worst play is the underthrown ball that, you know, you're challenging and trying to make a play and it's an underthrown ball. So, you know, those happened, those came up. You know, so like a lot of guys, we just have to be able to mix in the coverages, mix in the rush, and make sure that everything's working together in unison. You know, that the coverage gives us a half extra second, and then the rush, you know, speeds the quarterback's process up.
John mentioned how tough it is sometimes when you have injured players, sometimes when
Well, I mean, we knew that in March, you know, so that's nothing that really, you know, we didn't even bat an eye at that. You know, we went on, and we got to get guys in there, and we got to play man, we got to play zone, and we got to do what we do. You know, the only thing I'll say about AJ is it's a great example of young players in this league sticking with it, developing on the practice squad, developing in practice, playing against great receivers, starting receivers, covering Hopkins, covering the guys that we've had, Andre Johnson, and then, you know, making a great career and a great life for himself. I think that's a great example that guys can say, man, I wasn't drafted here, or I'm not playing. You know, you get out there on a practice field and you practice, and if you can practice and compete against the starters on your own team, people are watching around the league.
By getting guys ready to go to play fast and make plays, and what's the signal to you that maybe we've tried too much? We need to pair this back. Guys can just let it flow, and then what's realistic to get guys ready to go that are in new spots?
Yeah, you look at the tempo. You know, you kind of look at the tempo in which they're playing. You look at their eyes. You look at, you know, kind of reaction, and then say, hey, well, listen, we just, you know, we may not have that. You know, let's just go back and pare it down a little bit. So I think there's a lot of things that you look at. You know, how sure is the player? You know, you kind of look at his movements and say, okay, he's pretty sure. He's pretty sure he knows what he's doing. There's a little hesitation, so maybe we shouldn't have that in there.
What is it like for you knowing, having a weapon like Clowney, knowing that the offense is going to do everything they can to try to neutralize it, and yet you try to take advantage of his strengths?
Well, I think that JD, I think that he likes doing those different things. You know what I mean? I think you got to, you know, these kids nowadays, you got to stimulate them. You know what I mean? It's like, I got a 17-year-old, I got a 15-year-old. You know, JD's is closer to them in age than us. And so you got to stimulate him. You got to give him stuff to do. You got to change things up. And he actually embraces that. I've always said for a long time, the new stuff, they always seem to study and learn a lot quicker than maybe the stuff that we were doing every day in OTA. So continually to try to give him stuff to do, put him in spots that takes advantage of his skill set and what he can do. And I think he embraces that.
You know, the Jaguars are going to run and try to pound the ball like they did with Fournette in the first game. Like, yes, San Francisco, except for that one run.
That's it.
The other 30 carries, you only give up 2.7 yards a carry. What's the challenge you're trying to contain?
And I'll tell you that in the first game, since you did a good job, because that's the exact same thing I told our defense. I said, guys, you played the run great. You know, we had a two-minute run that we closed our eyes on and we fell asleep on. But if you look at the first Jaguars game, I think they ran the ball 39 times. Okay, and I think they ran it 34 times for I'm going to be off a couple yards for probably 82 yards. I think everybody would say that's probably good run defense. Unfortunately, they ran it another 5 times, I think, for 72. So that's how you get 155 is 5 runs of 17, 16, 14, 12, 10. So we just got to play the 34 you know, like we did, and not give up the 5, basically, you know, big play runs.
Is he the tackle, though? Just in a
he's a load. You know, he's a load. I mean, he'll come downhill. He's stiff arm. He's got good feet. He's got a good spin. He's a good football player.
What have you seen in the last 2 games with Bortles? All of a sudden he's played well, no interceptions?
You know, there was a few times where it was a clean look, you know, and he was able to make it. They ran a double move for a touchdown. You know, they got a good favorable matchup on Cole, 75-yarder, him coming across the field on a linebacker, threw a couple fades up to the backside. So, you know, I think if it's right in front of them and it's clean, I think every quarterback in the league enjoys that and they like that. And I think he's starting to build some confidence. Obviously, you know, Lee is a guy that he's always liked, but you look at, you know, Cole and Westbrook, guys that are coming on. You know, they got 11 X plays between them, and Westbrook's only been out there a few games.